said, if you expect to rate, don't expect to rate. Yeah, I'm going to have to remember that one.
What about that kind of vine that would make you break out?
Poison ivy and poison oak. I got some out there under them scuffle lines where you went and picked them there yesterday.
Uh-oh, I'm glad I didn't see it.
No, you didn't get around it. It's down on the bottom on the ground and on the back side, you didn't get around it.
Because I would get it.
I got a sister up yonder right now. She's just got to where she can get around. She twisted her foot, broke her ankle or something like this. She was just getting over it where she had got the cast off of it, and she came out there one day and picking her some of them scuffing knots. It was all up underneath that. There was none out there, none to what there was. And she picked a bucket full of them. Well, she was down on the ground, kneeling down, right in it. And she got a good dose of it. It's poison ivy and poison oak. And so we call it cowhitch vine. A little different, it has little berries on it, I believe. But ordinarily it don't bother me.
Yeah.
It'll get you more, it's worse to get on you if you're hot, the pores of your skin are open. If it's cold or something and you're not hot with it, it's not apt to bother you too much.
Do they grow differently or?
Oh yeah, well, they say differently. There may be one right well out there under them scuffing on the lower end on the back side of it there. They grow on that old fence over there. I usually try to get rid of them.
How is poison ivy different from poison oak?
Well, it's practically the same thing. They both affect your skin. They give you an itch. Poison oak, I believe, is worse than poison ivy. Poison oak, most of the time you see a poison ivy is growing upside of a tree.
What are some of the main trees you have here? What are the common trees you have in the community?
Well, it used to be pine, but the pine is practically all gone. You got some pine forest around here, or young pine. As far as I guess, I got about the biggest back there on my property. I got some old virgin pines back there. But most of my land has been cut over. And I got one little spot back there. It's just a virgin pine. I kind of like these pines you see out here in the front if you come in the house there.
Any other kinds of trees?
Oak, black gum, sweet gum.
What about shade trees?
Well, what would you call a shade tree of?
Trees with big leaves on them, say, long, white limbs, scaly bark.
I can't think of any tree that you would plant around this part of the country just for a shade tree other than that. That's one thing I can't understand. Young folks this day and time, when they build a new home, they'll go out there and they'll get them a bunch of pines and set them out. And they maybe go get some oak or something that's no benefit whatsoever, and just put it to look at and make a shade. When you can plant a pecan tree, or pear tree, or apple tree, something like that, that'll be some benefit. It makes a good shade. It also gives you fruit to eat. Now, when you get married, get started your family, when you build your place, if you haven't already got one, remember what I'm telling you.
Do you have that kind of tree that Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible when he wanted to see Jesus?